The president and general manager of Deer Valley, Bob Wheaton, says they've had their eyes on developing this 1,000 acres for a while now. With the news that MIDA, the Military Installation Development Authority, would be building a new hotel and recreation area for the country's servicemen and women in Wasatch County, he says these plans came to fruition.
We've contracted with the SE Group, which is the Mountain Master Planning Group that actually put Deer Valley together initially and planned all the mountain and ski runs and all that kind of stuff. So we are in the final throes of that master plan. And then we are working with Wasatch County to submit that master plan probably a month or two.
Deer Valley is one of the four property owners of this acreage.
It's truly a cooperative effort there between all the landowners. And everybody understands the positive nature of working together instead of just doing independent, uncoordinated development, for lack of a better term.
He says Wasatch County has been very supportive of the cooperative effort to jointly develop the property.
And it's everything from the gondola to, if one were to look down the lift line of Mayflower Lift, and on skier's right, if you will, there's a ridge line down there, and it's Big Dutch Peak and Little Dutch Peak. It's pretty much everything in between those two. All the way down to the frontage road on Highway 40.
The plan, he says, is to add a couple of new chairlifts.
And that's part of what we're working through right now. Okay, what's the best, most efficient lift alignments, capacity, all that kind of stuff. We need to really pay attention to everything that we have in developing Deer Valley and matching the uphill capacity to the downhill capacity of the ski area acreage. And looking at snowmaking and development at the bottom. So it really would enhance the Jordanelle portal.
One of the lifts would come from the bottom of Jordanelle that would make for a very efficient connection with either the bottom of the Sultan or Mayflower chairlifts.
We will have the opportunity with this expansion to bring people from that portal directly up into the lift system. So skiers would be able to hop on a lift down there, get right up to Bald Mountain, not have to go through Snow Park as they do now with the Jordanelle gondola. And so it'll really enhance the lift system and skier experience.
A second chairlift would open up entirely new terrain.
This ski pod down there has some outstanding skiing in it. It's a lot of it's north-facing, great pitch. Both expert pitch and intermediate pitch, and some beginner routes off the bottom. It's an excellent mix for us.
The plan also calls for new residential and commercial development at the Jordanelle base. While thousands of units have been approved as part of the Mayflower development in Wasatch County, Wheaton says they haven't pinpointed the numbers for this development just yet.
The actual residential, commercial, condo, hotel development is really, that's where Wasatch County comes in. That is their nod. They need to approve it. There are already a number of density units allocated down there, as you well know. Wasatch County is already poised, and in the existing plan down there, there are those density units that are allocated.
Yeah, so how many are we talking about?
Again, that's part of what we're looking at right now, Leslie. It's, you know, we need to take into account the road structure, the wheeled vehicle delivery system, if you will, the roads and the intersection interchanges and all that kind of stuff.
That's Bob Wheaton, general manager and president of Deer Valley. He expects the plans will be filed with Wasatch County Planning Department by the end of the summer. Review of those plans, he said, would likely take a year to 18 months. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.